Hello, powerful ones. This is Robin Tramble, a.k.a. the Empowerment Diva. And I want to welcome you to the second call in this two-part Spiritual Empowerment teleseries, No Limits. Again, why am I doing this call? This is the time to step out in faith to possess all that God has promised, and He is ready to move you to that place. However, there are some missing areas, and these are critical to our being in compliance with kingdom principles. God does have you on His mind. Oh, how He has us on His mind. And He wants our success more than we do. I'm standing here in Elk Grove, California, in my studio here to share with you from His word and heart. There are no limits. And I'm going to say it like I said it before. There are no limits when God is in it. Keep your focus on God's abundance for you. Keep your focus on His plan and purpose for your life. And we are going to just see what He has to say to us tonight. I know that we prayed for Sarah and Donna. I'm expecting some manifestations, some excitement, some reigniting of their passion and purpose and the call of God on your lives and that clarity of direction and everything that you prayed, that God is there. I know He's there and He's moving on your behalf. Let us pray. Father God, I thank You so much for this second call. We are going to commit to Your intervention. I have planned. I have done what I needed to do in excellence, but You are always welcome through Your Holy Spirit to intervene and to speak to Your women. I know that they have things on their heart. And these women are hungry, those that have connected, those that are unable to listen this time, but will listen later. I know that You are speaking to them, and at some point we will hear from their hearts and what God has shared. Now, Lord God, You are still a miracle-working God, so I ask that You will manifest increase to all of those that have invested in this series. They've invested their time, they've invested their resources. I pray, Father God, that You will manifest, as I said that I would do, in agreement. We thank You for Your abundance. We thank You, Lord God, that You will never leave us or forsake us, and that You wish above all things that we would prosper and be in health. Although prosperity is not just monetarily, You do include that as well. Thank You for abundance in every area of our lives. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Every tongue that rises against us in judgment shall be found to be in the wrong. Oh, Father God, thank You. In Jesus' name, amen. Just going to recite and say, actually read the theme scripture once again, coming from Isaiah 43:16-21, and this is the Message Bible. This is what God says, the God who builds a road right through the ocean, who carves a path through pounding waves, the God who summons horses and chariots and armies. They lie down and then can't get up. They're snuffed out like so many candles. Forget about what's happened. Don't keep going over old history. Don't keep going over old history. Be alert. Be present. I'm about to do something brand new. It's bursting out. Don't you see it? Don't you see it? There it is. I'm making a road through the desert, rivers in the badlands. Wild animals will say thank you. The coyotes and the buzzards, because I provided water in the desert. Rivers through the sun-baked earth, drinking water for the people I chose, the people I made especially for myself, a people custom-made to praise me. Amen. People custom-made to praise me. And I know that He inhabits the praises of His people. That is what we will do. Yet will I praise, regardless of what's going on in our lives. And yes, we know, like I said last week, that there has been talk of recession, lack, and fear. However, God has not taken a recess, and He still owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. Actually, He owns the hills as well. Amen. He's doing a new thing. He's self-sufficient, so we know He's able to create a way if there is no way. Now, that's my God, and we count Him faithful, ladies. We count Him faithful and trustworthy. I just want to mention again, let's look at limit, the definition of limit, something that bounds, restrains, or confines. So also I believe the word is bind as well. B, the utmost extent to a geographic or political boundary. B, plural, the place enclosed within a boundary. And how many of you know that it's incongruent with God? Limits, limits, limits. Having limits is incongruent with God's abundance. He is limitless. In Luke 1:37, for nothing is impossible with God. He has unlimited power. We talked about that in reference to Elizabeth and Mary. And we know that God is omnipotent, all-powerful, unlimited. Unlimited. Praise God. So we also read, and I'm just going to read the Amplified just to kind of set the stage. Do I have that here? All right, Ephesians 3 and 20, Amplified. Now to him who by in consequence of the action of his power that is at work within us is able to carry out his purpose and do superabundantly far over and above all that we dare ask or think, infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, hopes, or dreams. To him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. So do you not see it? Many times our emotions stand in the way of our vision, and we often look with our natural eyes as opposed to our spiritual vision. But I pray that we are looking through the eyes of God, that we are seeing things the way that God sees them. Without that, we are unable to reach the limitless extent that God has for our abundance. We talked about the mindset. It's important that we have the right mindset. It is so critical that we have the right mindset. Your mindset is influenced by limiting beliefs, negative chatter, lack of confidence, low self-esteem, fear, and more. And we talked a little bit about that, about your soul. You need your soul to be healthy. But God is not going to impose upon you. He's given each of us a will. So if we want a healthy soul, we must pursue that and make sure that we are operating as outlined for kingdom principles. Yes, you have the power within you. You have everything you need to be successful, but it's a choice involved. So arise and shine, for the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. And I just want to share a little bit and give you, you may be playing small. Sometimes we say, you know, to play a bigger game. Well, you may be playing small, and God is a big God, so that's not the place that we should be. So I want to encourage you with five dangers of playing small. And how many opportunities have you missed out on or dreams have been sabotaged because of your playing small? And you might even have, you know, there are visions that you have. You set out with excitement, you know, you started out with a bang and now there's a fizz. One of the dangers of playing small is it sends a message to young women that we don't deserve more. And I can't tell you how many times my girls who are now young women, in their 20s, latter 20s and mid-20s, have shared how my pursuit of my best empowered life and strong faith has enabled them to reach for more. And they refuse to whine. Although they do at times, they get their stuff right back in shape. And the excuses, they don't, you know, just sit there and waddle and make excuses for why they can't do what they need to do. This includes also my oldest, who was diagnosed with MS and later told it was NMO, which was a good thing in some ways. And I shared with you that she lost her vision at one point, but yet she continued to reach. And God did allow through that empowering time for her vision to be restored. And she remained independent even while attending school because she was diagnosed at age 16. Now, people have stated even now that she, when they feel like throwing in the towel, they think about her. That's a great testimony. And we know she has a great ministry. And my youngest, who started in middle school, pursuing her dream of attending a black university. She received the Gates Millennium Scholarship. She stayed off the dorm in her own place with her roommates, graduated, went to France for the Cannes Film Program, and now is pursuing her master's degree. And that is away from her home, Washington or California. She's in Washington, D.C. They had their challenges, and yet they were influenced by our lives and their strong faith, okay? Our strong faith and their strong faith. So playing small sends the wrong message to your children, not just your daughters, your sons, and those who don't have children. You have nieces, nephews, or children in the church or godchildren. It sends a message to them. Two, you stop the supernatural divine intervention of God from flowing in your life. And our God is a big God, and when we play small, we are not allowing him to be who he is and will be to us. Now, women, sisters, children of God, I know that God has great things in store for us, but many times we stay in a little cocoon. We stay to ourselves. There are so many opportunities to surround yourself with like-minded women, to realize the wisdom and the skills from women that you consider your mentor or your coach. There's no reason for us to sit on an island by ourselves or sit, you know, like we're in this cocoon and we're just watching the world go by inside this cocoon. If you want to reach for bigger things and aspire to more, then connect with individuals that just drive you to stretch and do more. Individuals that don't mind telling you what you need to hear. You know, you don't want somebody that's just so wanting approval that they won't say what you need to hear. Why do you need them? Also someone, though, that is loving and has the passion, compassion of Christ. So you want to be able to expand on what God has given you, but also be a representation of what God can do. Three, you feed the mindset of mediocrity. All right, we're talking about the five dangers of playing small. Three, you feed the mindset of mediocrity. And there is so much more available. And when you play small, you're settling. It's important that you are motivated to reach for more, reach for excellence. You know, I know a lot of, you know, some of our family have been in one place and they've never gone anywhere else. And I'm not even talking about, you know, to other countries. I'm just talking about to other states and maybe even other cities that are 100 miles away. And if you aren't exposed to more, you really can't grow more than that. You know, for instance, our pastor, when we first arrived and we saw where he was staying, and we looked at that, and all of a sudden our vision expanded as to what was possible. And it wasn't that that was the first time that we saw, you know, someone with land and a home to that magnitude, but just someone that's up close that's speaking into your life that we found favor with, that expands your vision. So it's important that you are always connected to someone that can motivate you to reach for more, whether it's someone that you're around that, you know, you get to witness the large life, so to speak, or not. But even within that individual, you know, every time you connect with that individual, your passion is like it's reignited. Your vision becomes clearer, and you just want to do more. So it's important that you are playing big. All right, you think big, you dream big, and you play big. Four, you remain in the zone of what could have been. And this is not good. Instead of your energies going towards fueling your dreams by being clear on your vision, purpose, and goals, and then learning how to advance towards that achievement, you're constantly looking back, and you're reflecting on what could have been. Okay, so don't look back at the end when it's too late wondering what could have been. The time is now. It's all you have right here and right now. And last but definitely not least is that you're held in bondage to and fuel low self-esteem and a lack of confidence. And you cannot possibly feel too good about yourself when you play small. You're subjected to comparing yourself with others. I know I wrote an article about comparing yourself with those who are miles ahead. You'll be tempted to quit and throw in the towel. It's important that you compare yourself with yourself. you line up and look at where you've come, where you want to go, set your goals, write those goals down, revisit those goals, visualize them, and manifest. It's important that you see yourself as God sees you and not comparing yourself to others. Let me tell you, those who have husbands, never, ever, ever compare your husband to someone else. Because whereas that husband openly opens the door, buys the fanciest gifts, that woman may be experiencing domestic violence in her home. Never, ever compare yourself to others. You don't know what each individual experiences. And we all have challenging situations in our relationships. I don't care who it is. There's always going to be something that you're challenged with. So never, ever compare. Be grateful for where you are and what God has given you, and always look to improve. Seek God's wisdom, but never compare yourself with others. So you don't want to be kept in bondage, okay? You don't want to be kept in bondage, and all of the other things I've stressed. If you feel that you've been playing small, it's not too late to change it. I invite you to begin today. Open the door to your big, bold life. Open the door to abundance in every area of your life. And don't let anyone make you feel guilty for wanting more. God is a God of multiplication. He's a God of more. This is your life, and there are many that need to hear your message and benefit from your gifts. As I always say, God's gift to us is life, and what we do with it is our gift back to Him. So what type of gifts have you been presenting Him? Or have you been presenting a gift to Him? Make a quantum leap. There's no time to move slow. Of course, you use wisdom and you chart your course. However, it's time to have a mindset shift to quantum leaps. Think big, dream big, play a bigger game, and live big. That is what's in front of us. Live big and bold with no apologies. Strive to advance the kingdom of God. Strive to please God with no apologies. That's what God wants for us. Now, there's another area, your passion. It's important to have passion, ladies, and if you don't, reignite your passion. There's something that women want, okay? Most people have it, many people want it, and many don't know what theirs is, and that's passion. And I don't know how many women I've had a chance to talk to, counsel, coach, and mentor, who've often told me I don't have a passion, or they might say, I have many things that I like, but no passion for any of them. And then some just simply ask, how can I discover my passion? Finding your passion yields turbocharged success. Finding your passion causes you to wake up with energy. Finding your passion will give you sustained empowerment and success. Because where you might throw in the towel, that passion will refuel that motivation. Follow your passion and success will follow, is what Arthur Budholtz says. Follow your passion and success will follow. And I've often told women that knowing your passion will fuel your motivation and give you incredible energy. It also pushes you through crisis, and it allows you to focus in the midst of crisis or any other time. And I can tell you that from experience, okay? I can tell you that from experience that when it seems like it's overwhelming and one thing after another, and it seems like, you know, I'm doing all that I know to do and I'm not getting the results that I want, then that passion is there. It just drives me even more. And then you can also say a burning desire. What do you have a burning desire for? You know, we talk about Christ, the passion of Christ. There had to be passion for us, for Him to endure all that He endured. That was traumatic. You know, and I don't think it was until we actually witnessed the Passion of Christ movie that we really visualized what He must have gone through. And so that passion, you can see that that passion is what caused Him to continue even when He was in the Garden of Gethsemane and He questioned, you know, what He was about to endure. But then He said, nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. He loved us, and we know that God loved us because that was His only Son, and He gave Jesus for us. Jesus was not in a godly body. He was in flesh. He came down. He suffered. He felt the pain just as you and I feel pain if we stub our toe. There was much more pain, but it was the passion for us, people of God. It was the passion for us that caused him to endure. And now we are redeemed. We are redeemed from the curse of the law because of this passion. What do you have a passion for? Knowing your passion and living your passion will attract your ideal clients. Yes, I did. I said ideal client. That is not something that's just a worldly term. God teaches us to profit, and he gives us the power to give wealth so that he may establish his covenant with our forefathers. He wants to establish that. So it is his desire that you prosper. If you have a business, you need clients, you need customers. So your passion will attract your ideal clients to you. If you ever want to be a mover and a shaker, get that passion going. Study up on whatever it is you feel your call is and just get a passion for it. That's going to cause a magnetism. It's going to cause a magnetism for your ministry. Those of you who are authors or aspiring authors, it's going to cause a magnetism for your books. It's going to cause a magnetism for your communities. Whatever you have, your business, your ministry, even going to school, whatever you're doing, your family, you know, you may be a mom, and this is the season where you're, you know, a domestic engineer. A passion for that will attract different opportunities to you for that season. It will attract your children to you who will listen, even though you don't feel that they're listening. That passion that you have for caring for your family and your home, for caring for the things of God, for your husband, that is going to attract even your children to you. I remember, and I know some of you may have heard this, my son, I was talking to him, and one thing I always said is I didn't want to push Christ on any of them. Although they knew that they were to go to church, my son said, somehow we made it seem like it was still their choice. But I said one thing I wanted was for them to have their own relationship with God, and that if they did something wrong, it was more important that they let God down than it was that they were going to be in trouble with us. And so I wanted them to have that, and I told them, I want you to have your own personal relationship so that should you do anything that's against God, that you will feel that remorse towards displeasing God. And so I would share other things and scriptures, and my son was a great track runner, and actually now he's in music and went that way as opposed to, you know, could probably put his name in Google, you'll see it, although we learned there's another one with the same name that doesn't have good information there. But I looked one day, and down on his cleats it said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Now, you know, when you have, you know, they're in middle school and especially in high school, you're not going to see, and he was popular. It's not like that he was unpopular. You know, he was very popular, one of their top track runners, and he had this on his cleats. Tears just filled my eyes because many times you don't feel, and this is to you who have younger children now, you might feel that they're not listening to you, like they're not paying attention. But I tell you, your passion and being authentic about your walk with God, they are listening because they're listening more to your walk than they are your talk. They're lining both of them up. And they saw, you know, that passion within me. And I remember I would share that scripture with him. And I looked down and I said, oh, my God. So I had to ask him, do you still wear those shoes? And he said, yes, Mom. You know, you told me that scripture, and I wear that. And when I'm running, you know, and he was like a locomotive. He just was gone. So that, you know, I want to encourage you that you may feel like that you don't have an influence. You have right there in your home a great influence. You're influencing future adult citizens, members of society. Your passion makes a difference in your sphere of influence. And that includes your home. It includes your family, your friends. It includes at your workplace and even at church. If you have businesses, your employees. Knowing your passion, like I said, is important. And take a look at the word passion here. Ardent affection, love, a strong liking or desire for or devotion to some activity, object, or concept. Okay, an object of desire or deep interest. And I'd like to reference B, a strong liking or desire for or devotion to some activity, object, or concept, and D, an object of desire or deep interest. And we all have passion, and it may need to be discovered, rediscovered, or renewed. If you don't know your passion or you need to renew your passion, don't give up. There are a few things that you can do, and I'll mention a couple. Take some time to reflect. Go back to when you were a child and answer, what was that one thing that gave you excitement when you thought of it? What makes you come alive? And if you're looking to renew your passion, you must first take inventory and answer the questions above. And next, commit to living your best empowered life. And that includes not settling for anything less than an abundant life. And once you discover or rediscover and commit, it's up to you to take inventory of the resources around you that will enable you to follow your passion. And there are many other elements involved. However, the information I've shared about passion will support you, and it will give you a start. And most of all, seek the wisdom of God, and He will revisit some of the things that you had passion about that you forgot about. And what is that thing also that you can start doing, and before long the day has just slipped away and you don't regret it? What is that thing? So, my dear women of God, it's important that we have passion, that we get that passion and we run with and follow that passion, and we connect that to every area in our lives. Now, as we talked about some of the things that I've shared thus far, we talked about mindset, we talked about passion. I've shared with you some of the other things. The other thing that also comes into play when we're talking about no limits and being able to manifest the abundance that God has for us and reach the levels that He has, actually the dimension, because I say dimension, because I know He's accelerating things in our lives, and there are seven levels in a dimension. And so I wanted to share with you just a little bit out of the science of getting rich. I want you to focus on your wealth consciousness. Where is that at, and do you have any idea of where you are with that? A lot of things that we think about money and wealth will either support where we're going or it will sabotage our endeavors. And there are a few lines that I don't fully endorse in that particular book, but there are there's much to be said about some of the content. And so I want to share this with you. Okay, and let them say continually, the Lord be magnified, who delights in the prosperity of His servant. I want to leave that with you, Psalms 35:27b, and I want you to speak that out as you're going through and you feel like you're not achieving or manifesting. Continue to speak and let them say continually, the Lord be magnified, who delights in the prosperity of His servant. You might say, Lord God, be magnified. You delight in the prosperity, in my prosperity, and I am prospering every day of my life. So turn it around, make it a first-person declaration. All right, God, this is an excerpt from The Science of Getting Rich. God, the one substance, is trying to live and do and enjoy things through humanity. He is saying, I want hands to build wonderful structures, to play divine harmonies, to paint glorious pictures. I want feet to run my errands, eyes to see my beauties, tongues to tell mighty truths and to sing marvelous songs, and so on. All that there is of possibility is seeking expression through men. God wants those who can play music to have pianos and every other instrument and to have the means to cultivate their talents to the fullest extent. He wants those who can appreciate beauty to be able to surround themselves with beautiful things. He wants those who can discern truth to have every opportunity to travel and observe. He wants those who can appreciate dress to be beautifully clothed, and those who can appreciate good food to be luxuriously fed. He wants all these things because it is himself that enjoys and appreciates them. It is God who wants to play and sing and enjoy beauty and proclaim truth and wear fine clothes and eat good food. It is God that worketh in you to will and to do, said Paul. The desire you feel for riches is the infinite seeking to express himself in you, as he sought to find expression in the little boy at the piano. There was something that was mentioned. They gave the illustration. So you need not hesitate to ask largely. You need not hesitate to ask largely. Your part is to focalize and express the desire to God. This is a difficult point with most people. They retain something of the old idea that poverty and self-sacrifice are pleasing to God. And I know some of you may be familiar with that. You may have come from that. And I stand to actually arrest that right now, today, on this call. They look upon poverty as a part of the plan, a necessity of nature. They have the idea that God has finished his work and made all that he can make, and that the majority of men must stay poor because there is not enough to go around. See, that mindset, that lack or scarcity mindset is right there. They hold to so much of this erroneous thought that they feel ashamed to ask for wealth. They try not to want more than a very modest competence, just enough to make them fairly comfortable. So I know you have heard different ones actually say, oh, no, it's not, I don't need the money. I'm not even really worried about that. But how many things can you do without the money? How many people can you reach? Some of you have ministries and you want to reach the hurting. How many can you reach without the money? How many of those ideas that you have, how can you fund those without money? So, you know, sometimes we have a false humility. We say those things, but yet, in essence, we would really enjoy increase. We would really enjoy having extra than we have. And I'm here to tell you, if you don't aspire for that, if you don't request and ask of God, then you probably won't receive any more than the norm. It's time for us to think outside of ourselves and not just think about what is going on with our life and what we can gain from what relationship or what we do. What is the return on helping that individual? What is the return for me? See, when you have a heart after Father God, you're about serving, and not serving to the point where you wear yourself out, because with the wisdom of God, you're going to know when to step back. We are not to enable people, okay? You may have someone who abuses money and actually abuses you because they're always seeking money from you. It is your fault if you continue to enable that individual. You need to seek wisdom, and there may be times where, you know, bless God, it may be difficult, but you may have to turn them away. Because God is working a purpose in each of us. There is a purpose for every one of our lives, and unless we work that out, it's worked out within our own selves, we will stay, as it's said in the Word, always growing, never coming to maturity. You know, always needing milk, and we never come to where we can eat meat. You know, so it's important that you understand what is your place in every relationship that God has placed with you. What is your role? What is your role? Because we are not just here for ourselves. God is going to give you mentors. He's going to give you women that aspire to learn from you, receive from you. This is my desire. That's part of my mission, that women will expand and extend it to their community, and then there's an extension to their state, across the world, and then globally. So my goal is never just about myself. Although I'm building my empowerment empire and advancing the kingdom of God, it doesn't stop there with just me. It's always, how can I expand and extend? So is this you? Have you been held back by the wrong mindset? Are you ashamed to do more, be more, and have more? Make the shift, tap into your brilliance, commit to your existence being that of the expression of God through you, and an outward appreciation of his gift, life, giving glory to him. And the movement. The movement is to empower women across the world to be more, have more, and do more. That is the movement. When I say no limit, I want that to be expressed across the world. There are no limits. There are no limits when God is in it. God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think. Do we really believe that? Do we really have that within our spirit? We can do all the confessions and everything in the world, but if you don't have the revelation, there won't be manifestation. Get the revelation of the Word of God. Become a student of the Word of God. Get back to what you first loved, and that was pleasing God. We get so bombarded with all the different things in the world and the different blueprints and the 12 steps, and we miss actually just spending time with God to see how He would design a thing. Actually, the program that that will be starting tomorrow is a faith-based program. I had named it a certain thing, and this has happened before. And it just didn't resonate with me, and I kept on until the name Total Transformation came. Now, excuse me, what was ironic about that is that that's what I first began with years ago, was Total Transformation. But I tell you, ladies, as you spend time with God, you have that dialogue, He will revisit you with what He first called you to do. You know, what was that thing? So I am excited about that. And even as my brother-in-law was, you know, speaking to my husband, you know, watched as I was just smiling like a little girl, because I thought, you know, maybe he wanted some advice about something. He's getting married. And so come to find out, this is just another little jewel, another diamond the Lord had placed. And he was ministering to me. And at the close of the prayer, he kept saying, Lord, transform us, spirit, soul, and body, mind, will, and emotions. And then he said transformation again and was going to end the call. I said, wait a minute, you got to hear this. That is the name of my program that God has designed. I've co-partnered with him, Total Transformation. And so I want you to know that God is so mindful of what is going on with you, your relationships, your dreams, your everything that you desire, your health. You know, even as I'm doing this program, it's just not a fitness program. Fitness is not about weight loss. It's a lifestyle. It's about the essence of you. He's mindful of everything. And, yes, we do need to have a mindset shift to total wellness. It's important. We are losing. I just heard another bishop who passed. And then I saw others, they said, oh, I can't stand anymore. They heard of two other people within the last 3 days. I'm not sure of who that is. But people are leaving so soon, and they are men and women of God in the kingdom. It's time that we get a mindset shift to total wellness. It's important that we know that we need to nurture every part of our being. Everything about us needs to be nurtured. There's something that God has called you to do. Will you last for the long haul to do it? And then will you be able to reap from your labor? And that's a gift of God, to be able to partake of the fruits of your labor. That it says that in the Bible. It's a gift of God to be able to partake of the fruits from your labor. And that's what God desires for us. But it will not happen because, you know, there is the law of the body. You know, if you don't take care of the body, there will be disease. And cancer seems like it's just really overtaking everyone. So God is doing a new thing. He's doing a new thing. He's propelling you toward your success. Those that you would have thought not, he's using those people because why? He is not a God that will fail, and when he makes a promise, it will come to pass. Do you not see it? Do you not see the new thing that he's doing in you? Do you not see that he is able to provide even in a time of famine or recession? Do you not see that he is a God of all power? He is omnipotent. All-powerful God, omniscient, all-knowledgeable, omnipresent. He's able to take care of you and I and those that call upon him in Africa, in Italy. He's able. God is able. But are we commanding? Are we speaking the word of God? Are we taking the time to invest in what it is that we desire? I am so excited about what he's doing with us, and I know that I could have shared, you know, as far as preach to you and Father God, I thank you in the name of Jesus that you are able. Yes, I can do that. I can go there, but it actually feels like it's coming on me right now. But I know that God has something that he's saying to us, and I want you to take the next few days to be still. Just, you know, if it's just one day, 30 minutes that you're still just listening, let him know that you're there. Speak, Lord, your servant hears. And listen to what he's saying to your spirit. Listen to what he has for you to do in this time that we're coming upon. And, yes, there are some great and terrible things that will come, but we are safe in his arms. We are safe in his will. We are safe as we do as Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. He will direct you, but we have to trust him. Acknowledge him in all of our ways, in everything. Everything. I even came to a point that I was acknowledging him even when, and I still do. I acknowledged at times of what I need to wear. And there have been times that had I not listened, I would have been embarrassed. You know how there are times you should be casual, times you should be formal. You know, it's kind of like, okay, I don't know what time it is this time. But God is able to help there. Whatever you feel that you're lacking, James 1 and 5 talks about the wisdom of God, that we can ask him for wisdom in any area of our lives. And last, I want to talk about favor, because you know that favor, one day of favor, is worth more than 100 hours of labor. It might be 100 days of labor. I know it's great. When you have favor, especially supernatural favor, favor will get you what money cannot buy. And let me tell you, if you don't have money, you need favor. If you're in a situation and you don't have the money, you need favor. And you need to command that. You need to speak that every day, that you have supernatural favor with God and with man. You have supernatural favor. You have supernatural wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. You need to speak those things out. You need to decree and declare that I have favor. Let me tell you, people of God, when you know your benefits, and that's what you need to study out, what your benefits are. When you know those, you can command that. You stand in authority, and you expect it to happen. I don't care what's before you. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care if you might have an eviction notice. I don't care what it looks like. You need to be to the point that even if I'm out of my house, I know God has a greater thing to move me into. That's where that trust comes. That's where that peace comes. When you totally trust God, and yes, he is, there's going to be a proving. There's going to be a testing. But that favor is what is required as you move forward. And you build those businesses, those ministries, those families. Favor is required. Favor that will cause you, when they said that you couldn't have it because you were 20 credits shy of a BA degree, not only did you get that one, but you got promoted to the one that you needed a master's degree. That's favor. And favor is not fair. Favor is not fair, but it is part of a principle of the kingdom of God. You will get favor when you please God, when you seek him. You will have favor upon your life when you are submitted to authority. You will have favor when you operate according to the principles of the kingdom of God. You will have favor upon your life. And that's what I speak on my family and I daily is favor. We need favor of God, favor of man. There are times where you may, you know, as you move forward, you want a contract. Okay, someone else may be in mind and it was going to them, but that favor, shift that thing, and before you know it, you're up for that contract. Yes, favor is not fair, but it is legit. It is a validated principle of God when you're operating in the kingdom of God. Well, I could go on and just tell you about the things of God and persuade you to know that there's no limit. God is doing a new thing, and you are a part of that new thing. You are a part of where he's going in this year. You are a part of that, women of God. If you stay in position, if you stay in compliance, it is yours. I don't care what anybody says. I don't care what a bishop, apostle, anybody says. If God has spoken something to you, it's not that you're disrespecting authority, but we need to know God for ourselves. We respect authority. We hear what is being spoken, but you don't have to receive everything if you know that God has spoken a thing to you. You must line yourself up with God in relationship to know of a certainty that God has spoken this thing to you. And it's not, you're not rebelling. You're not saying, okay, no, I'm not hearing that because I know what God said. Uh-uh. Because God does not smile on that either. God, you will have more given to your account for righteousness' sake when you are a person that submits to authority. And there may be times, you know, I had an opportunity where, you know, I thought it wasn't in order and didn't understand what happened, but yet I didn't stand there in front debating with, you know, my pastor. I still just followed, you know, not that you follow things that are just wrong, you know, morally, but I'm saying you don't stand there and debate openly with your pastor, okay, nor do you sow discord. And that's another topic all by itself, discord. God hates. There are six things that are abomination and seven he hates. So I hope I don't have that backwards. I might have that backwards, so I'll find that scripture. But anyway, I'm trying to let you know how much he dislikes discord. All right, so we are going to reach out and expect more of what God has for us according to what his word says. Not according to what society dictates, not according to what the media says, your family done said, you need to get with it and do like everybody else. You're not everybody else. You're not everybody else, and you need to know what your true identity is in God. And when you know that, then there's nothing that can move you, nothing that can shake you, and yes, the devil is trying to shake. He's trying to shake all kind of people. But when you are rooted, and you stand on the word of God, you will not be moved. You'll be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. You will not be moved. And God will give you witty ideas and inventions. God will, if you spend that time with him, he'll help lead you and guide you and direct what you're planning and show you just how it is to be set up, how it's to be designed. So what I'd like to do right now is just have an opportunity for you who are on the call. We have a couple of minutes left. Anybody that wants to give any feedback about how these calls have, you know, what effect it's had on your life. And this is a time for a true, authentic testimony of what has happened as a result of this. And we know God is going to open up opportunities. I see, you know, other things that he's going to have me do as far as our spiritual growth, because we really need that as much as we need all of the other business growth things. We need our spiritual empowerment as well. So I'm going to unmute the line. We have a few minutes. And actually what I'll do, press star 2 if you want to say something. And sometimes just saying something also steps on the enemy's neck because you're giving a testimony. Okay, the word says they overcame by the word of their testimony. So press star 2. All right, I see Donna. I'm going to unmute you right now. Okay, Donna, go ahead.
Hi, Robin. Thank you for an awesome call, as usual. I just wanted to share something with you. I still don't, you know, the Lord, I've just been seeking the Lord about the things that we talked about previously regarding
right.
starting the group, and came across a potential opportunity to partner with someone else that's already got some type of network that they're doing, and just really seeking God about it, you know, and everything. My initial reaction was, ooh, that's too much. I don't have time. You know, those limited things. I'm still not sure that it's the right fit.
Right.
But my decision has to be based off of what thus saith the Lord and not what thus saith the pocketbook looking. I walk by I don't walk by my sight. I don't walk by what I think.
There you go.
So thank you for confirming some things. And your Twitter, I just sent you a note on Twitter. You confirmed something else on there. So hallelujah. I'm so grateful to be connected with you. Thank you so much.
I'm loving Twitter because we show talk. We tweet, huh?
God is good. God is
Girl.
Good. He's using all these tools to help us all. And thank
yeah.
you for letting him use you as a tool for
hey.
All of us.
Well, I appreciate you so much. It's just awesome. You've been around for a while, but it's just in the last, what, 5-6 months that he's allowed us to really connect, and it's awesome. And it is a testimony to not forcing, just allow God to do what he's doing. And now it's like we're cement. You know what? It's kind of like you can't even pry us apart. So I want to just commend you for seeking the things of God, and even this opportunity, I'm going to be praying with you because, yes, you do want to make sure it's not an Ishmael.
Right.
You want to make so sure, but yet you want to also know whether it is the Isaac and you're to move on it. So I'm going to be in prayer with you, and congratulations, though, because more is yet to come. You know, as you pursue the things of God, and you always want to do things according to God's will. That's one thing I know about you. And actually everyone on the call, you know, more or less, I know that you are women of God just from, you know, even Sheila. I'm going to get a chance to know you more, Sheila, and some other ladies I'm not sure who are on the call. Sarah, you know that you're authentic. And that's who God is putting together, those who have the heart of Father God, because he wants to propel us. So continue, Donna. Love you so much. Thank you for joining us, and I appreciate you.
Same here. Thank you.
All right. Who else is there? Let's see. Let me lower. Okay, hopefully I didn't lower someone's hand who had. And then I don't know if anyone else is able to, where you are, you may not be able to communicate. But if you are, press star 2. Press star 2, and I'm delaying a little bit because there is a delay. And I remember a couple of times I got off the call, they were like, I was getting ready to say something, and you went on. So I'm going to wait for just a minute. Now, I'm going to ask someone who I haven't heard from, and I'm so excited that she's on the call, along with the other ladies who, you know, you just bless me each time you connect, because I know you could be doing other things, but it shows your desire to grow. And that is, I'm not going to say your name. I know who it is, but I'm just going to say 8911. Press star 2 if you don't mind just saying something to us. 8911. Oh, good, good. All right. So that is Sheila, or I might be saying it wrong. Can you pronounce your name the way it should be stated? Can you hear me?
Can you hear me now?
Okay. Yes.
My name is Sheila. You said it correctly.
Sheila. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Go ahead.
I'm glad to be a part of this call. Unfortunately, I am at work. When I started, I was not.
Oh.
But I had to just listen to this call. I had to get on, and this stuff is just so powerful. And I know that the Lord has been on my heart as far as getting on one of your calls, and I hate that I missed the first one. So I read your comments that you would send me the audio tape, and I appreciate that, and I appreciate what you're doing because it's so positive, and I need it to get to this next level. And he's
all
working
right
in me in ways I can't even begin to tell you. But I am totally excited, and I'm just magnified by the things that the Lord is doing. And I just appreciate the call and all the young ladies and ladies that's on this call. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. You are welcome. Thank you for expressing, because I know some of you may be at work, and I didn't want to impose, so thank you for at least accepting my invitation to say something, Sheila. And there's going to be more. This is not it. God is connecting a group of ladies, and we're just going to see what he's doing. So God bless you. I will continue praying. And send me an email. All right. I'm going to meet you. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, ladies, and Miss Sarah, I know you're probably wherever or whatever's going on, because you're usually, I love to hear your accent too, and all you ladies have a slight one. I probably have one when I went down south, well, actually, Philadelphia. My cousins were like, what are you talking about? You have an accent too. So So I just enjoy being with you. I know that God is doing some great things, and you're right. Do not take it for granted being on these calls. Do not take it for granted. There are other women, you know, who haven't been able to connect, but they are there. And just tapping into everything that God has for you. Do not discount your time and what he's saying. Re-listen. Everyone will have access. And actually what I'm going to do right now, you have access, but I'm going to post the call so you can download them. That's going to be my gift to you, to download them so you can listen at any time that you need to listen. Sometimes, you know, you listen to something one time, twice, three, and it might be on that fourth time that something really comes out and just sticks out for you. So we're going to make sure that you have access to download the calls as well. Well, I praise God for this time. And, ladies, there are no limits when God is in it. I want you to carry that. I want you to expect, like my pastor, Dr. Philip Godeau says, stick out your neck. Stick out your neck in expectation. You're expecting. And also, as you, you know, continue to give and as you continue to, you know, you pay your tithe, your offering, and you want to do that extra seed, place something on that and say, this is my faith and trust in God. I'm believing for this area. And write it down so that when things happen, you can see that motivates you when you see things actually happen in response to your obedience in giving, however he would move on you to do that. We have to expect and we have to kind of set ourselves up to have things manifested. Visualize whatever it is that you have before you, whatever dreams, goals you have, visualize those. Act like it's so. Most of you know about the vision board, and that's just verbalizing and putting in your view what you want to happen or what you want to come to pass. So it's going to take your taking some steps, and sometimes it's going to seem like, oh, God, this is so much work. But as you reignite that passion, as you spend your time with God in the morning, acknowledging him in the morning and in the evening, there's going to be so much that comes to you as far as wisdom, that anointing. You want that double portion of anointing on your life. You will find yourself protected from some of the other things that some of your friends and family are under. You'll find that you're protected. You want that favor of God. We talked about your wealth consciousness. Really get into that and know that God wants you to prosper, that there is more than enough. We don't have to think scarcity and feel like there's a lack all around us. We talked at the beginning about the mindset, you know, and just about boosting your confidence, your self-esteem. All of those things are important. And as we come to God and we study what he says about us and we command those things, you will see yourself moving at an accelerated pace because, you know, right now, you know, a lot of times it may take about 5 years for you to develop and mature, as they say, in the body of Christ. But really, God doesn't have that time now. He's doing a quick work. And if you put yourself in position, he's going to accelerate some things on your behalf. There's going to come a time when you just speak a thing and it will come to pass. You'll plant a seed and it will manifest suddenly. Yes, that's coming. That's coming before us. And if you stay in compliance, and you position yourself, you listen, listen, listen. Oh, protect that. Protect that. Being able to listen and be sensitive to Holy Spirit. That's another thing I didn't get into. But you want that relationship with Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit has helped me raise my children. Holy Spirit has warned us of different things that had we not had that warning, it would have been a sad situation. Holy Spirit, the power. And Acts it talks about you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Nurture Holy Spirit. Do not grieve Holy Spirit. Oh, my goodness. There's so much power. You have so much power. All right. I want to hear from you. Make sure you stay connected wherever you can. And this is not it. Tell me and let me know the things that you desire. I'm always developing programs and different things and conferences and events. Speak to me and let me know what you desire. What is something specifically that will help you, support you in every area of your life? And you can send that to info@robintrammell.com. And, of course, send a testimonial just like you gave on the call. Give your feedback. I love you with the love of the Lord. This is Robin Tramble, and this has been No Limits Spiritual Empowerment, two-part teleseries for Christian women. I want you to just believe and receive. Believe and receive. Speak it. There's power. There's power in your words. There's power in your thoughts. And act like it's so. You don't have to wait. Walk in your call now. I'm excited, and I can't wait to hear all that God is doing for you. Father God, I thank you right now. I thank you that you are here in the midst. I can feel your presence. May it go with us everywhere that we go. We are an intercession. Our body is an intercession. We don't always have to stop and kneel and pray to intercede. Our own presence is an intercession. May we intercede on the behalf of all those that come in contact with us. Lord God, all of the things that I pray for Donna and Sarah, I know that you are manifesting even now. We know, Father God, that you are high, but you look down here and you see us. You are mindful of everything. We thank you, Lord God, that we can come boldly before the throne of grace. There is nothing that you will withhold from those who walk uprightly before you. And your word says that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Every tongue that rises in judgment against us shall be found to be in the wrong. They shall be condemned, and that is the heritage of your people. Now, Lord God, I speak shalom, peace, nothing missing, nothing broken. Wholeness, in Jesus' name, I bind the mind of Christ to each of us. I bind prosperity, spirit, soul, and body. I loose the spirit of poverty. I loose sickness and disease. I loose the spirit of strife in the name of Jesus. I loose depression right now. In Jesus' name, we are not confused. We know your voice, and a stranger we will not follow. I thank you, Lord God, for your miracle working power right now. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, I love you once again, and I look forward to hearing from you. God bless you. It's Robin Tramble, and I will talk to you real soon. Goodbye.